No, I was in Bishop Creek once.
Well, that's good for you. You'd be good at that.
Okay, Mom, you're supposed to say everything you just said again.
Oh.
What did I just say?
That you, on the weekend, on the night before your mother died.
We were chatting
in
honor
of your birthday. Shang Mai in Oak Park.
Right.
So friendly.
Mother said to Dad, now Lyd, if I'm not here, I want you to be sure that Rose gets a, you remember that, Rose?
Mm-hmm.
Gets a good birthday. And
she was feeling like he was.
She felt like she was going to die.
Yeah, she was
so young,
46.
But she wanted to make sure Rose's birthday was a good one, because New Year's is tough time to have a birthday anyway.
Yeah,
somebody loves his birthday, but not yours.
That's like Christmas the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
And I get so.
Well, there it is. Okay, here we are. Back to it. How's the battery doing? Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah. If that light goes out, I'll tell you.
Okay. You hear it quick, too, let me know.
Oh, okay.
What made you decide on your career or college or your plans for your future? What goals did you have at that time? Well, I'd like to ask that to Mary Ann Dan, huh?
They're too young.
They haven't even reached
they
the point where they even thought
yet.
About it. Ben's 23 and Mary Ann's 21.
I don't know.
I thought the son had just changed to
Mexican.
36.
Okay, so what made you decide on your career or college or your plans for your future?
Depression.
That depends.
We were in a depression, and we couldn't go to college because the only one that we'd go was at BYU, and we couldn't afford to go there. And most of the young kids in those days were getting married when they were 17 and 18 years old.
Or
going to work.
In other words, back at BYU, you go be established and start to go to that
week. That's been before the
talk.
Mom, I know you had a reason to go into therapy for you as a miscarriage.
Yeah, I had the sad time in my life was that I had a miscarriage. I was 5 months along, and I lost this baby, and because the doctor gave me a shot. Now, he should have known better than to give me a shot. He knew I was pregnant, and he was taking care of me. But anyway, I lost this baby, and I was feeling very, very down and upset. And Fred Lewis told some people at Sarah Coventry that he knew a woman that'd be very good in the jewelry business. And,
how'd you know
Fred? I
thought it was a member of the church.
Well, that was a member of the
church.
It was
Woody or somebody like that.
It was Summers.
Yeah.
Woody and
Fred Lewis.
Oh, that's right.
And then she just started out being part-time.
Well, I let him know. I went to a show with him. He wanted to show me how to do it, and we come out, and he said, did you learn anything? I said, yeah, I learned a lot. I said, you did a lot of things I wouldn't even think of doing, Fred. And so,
I
went out. That started my career.
What were the things he did that you wouldn't think of doing?
He wasn't a professional at all, you know. And he didn't treat the ladies like you would treat the ladies. Here comes Sandy, I think. Come on!
Hello.
Hello, come on in.
I just wanted to say hello. The roast cake came from the oven, so I can't stay.
Oh!
Hi, Rose. How are you?
That reminds me of an Aunt Ella story.
Uh-oh.
When Uncle Will used to wake her, she didn't want to get out of bed, he put the cat in the oven and put the oven on.
Oh, my God.
Alice, the cat's in the oven.
And he'd walk out, so then she'd have to get up and go get the cat.
Oh, my God.
cake in there, but not a cat.
No, it was, this was a cat.
But I remember.
But hers is a cake.
But she
oh,
hers
is a cake.
When you think about
but
it,
yeah.
Because you've been talking about relatives and family history.
Oh, good.
Even taking
a
cake.
Yeah.
I, oh, good. Do you know Steve?
No.
I wish you guys met Steve. And he's Stonier.
Hi.
And Steve's wife, Kathy.
Uh-huh.
And
Annie.
This is Aunt Rose's
and we were telling him about our lives. He was trying to do some genealogy, so we're
filling
him in.
Yeah, we're supposed to get the old time where we can find them.
And these are they.
This is us.
Well, now these three
are. Well, that's okay. I don't mind.
So you're giving
care.
Your grand boys a cake, huh?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
very happy.
Yeah.
They're so
cute, kids.
They're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Older than...
What is
it,
about
12?
12.
They will appreciate cake.
I appreciate cake and onions.
I know, but sometimes they don't.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's just the age that'll just smack it at
you. Yeah.
I remember Bob. Oh, he had this appetite. And when he asked me if Sam could move in with us, I thought, you know, I said, glad to have him, but the food bill would just go like that because he was the same age as Bob, and they were good friends, and that would have done it.
Yeah, I'm sure. How's he doing? Have you heard something about him? Yeah, I've talked to him for a couple of nights. Aunt Rose, you've been there. Bob's getting better every day.
You know.
He wasn't to the wedding,
was
he, Rose?
What?
He wasn't to the wedding.
Oh, heavens. He came to try to get in and go to the bathroom.
Yeah. But he knows what
kids
say. He wanted it.
At first, we had a hard time with him.
Yeah.
But after he came out and said, okay, so it didn't work.
That's
it's
what
like,
he heard.
Didn't work. Didn't work.
And he wasn't doing well.
His
thyroid fine.
No. In fact, Bob said, he's a big, big, big loser.
Yeah. Yeah.
She
decided
to go. Well, when are you?
You're
never ready.
But doesn't that sound like Mom?
Yeah.
She might have been. She
is. She is.
Yeah.
She
is. But I think he had legs straightened too, didn't he? And then I
thought he'd go make him. Well, if you'd have seen him after he had the one down.
Yeah. One bow and one.
And he's walking along this way, you know. This is the bold one. It was so funny. I thought, oh.
I'll miss him so
late. Uh-huh. Well, even when he was just a baby, he had those bold legs. That was, he born with a nose, or?
Sure
I
was.
Think he was, because he really had them bowed. They were.
How old is Bob? He's 73.
Yeah, he's 14 years older than me.
9 years older than me.
And,
is it awful?
I don't know how many years that is. 12. Is it 12? Mm-hmm. Well, I was his mama for a long time.
He was married 10 years when we got married, and I thought, oh, mama. It's a long marriage.
Yeah.
How long for you guys? 29?
Did you chase him or did he chase you? Oh.
we were going on a river trip.
Oh.
And there was this big van and all these kids were in it and there was no place for music, so I climbed way in the back. And my roommate was back there and there was me in the back, you know, just sitting behind all the seats on the floor. And they said, well, it looks like Steve can be a lone man in the garden meeting. And so they said, well, who can we send back there with him? And so they looked around and think Kathy was swinging up and used it back to the
That's cute.
That was the getting acquainted moment.
Yeah.
That's cute. Yeah.
She was from New York.
What part of New York? Yeah, I do.
I think it's before you move,
make
your life what it will be.
Absolutely, everything that happens. Mm-hmm. You can't do anything with it. Mm-hmm. Sure.
My life wouldn't have changed because if Dad had moved, the whole house wall would have been right there with
it.
He said, Dad come in one time and says, "What hell, Walt, don't you have a home? Why don't you go home sometime?" Walt says, "I already am home." Dad scared a lot of people off, but never Walt. He was never afraid of Dad.
But Walt worked for your dad.
Yeah, it did.
And actually, I love my young Aunt Cannon. I was Grandpa was pretty sick.
He was. But he treated me like I was a queen.
Oh, gosh, an old world grandma from Norway. The baking was waiting on you. And she was wonderful. Well, gardening, killing a chicken for dinner, you know.
And the kids come running in saying, "Grandma, there's a snake out there."
Oh, yeah.
And she went out, poured a little gas on it, and threw a match on it. But
it wriggled and writhed. It's so tough. And yet, very feminine. Always worried about her waistline, her hair.
Yeah.
When you get the old guy down,
it was out in the yard.
It's pretty smart. That'll hold it. My grandmother, when the kids were little, they were young, you know, there was a snake, and she got a can and went out and beat it.
Those old timers, they knew how to protect their kids, I guess.
Yeah.
Hell, I did that.
Ask Sandy, I think we messed up a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, like media packages.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how to take it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. She always went for the newest of everything.
Progress.
Yeah.
I've often thought a lot was expected of her generation because they were expected to be clean, but they didn't have all the tools. The hand wash, the starch, the wipes, the ringer wash. Yeah, the ringer wash.
Oh, yeah. I did it when they were under it.
Yeah. Bill was talking about that. He did it too. You know, he made the ringer wash to run it back out, you know.
I never rose and I'd go if they'd been selling a house.
They were huge things you had.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. Huge. You know how big a man go for.
Isn't that wild?
And
then Devin and Kenny tried the shirts on and said it wasn't the corner after I got it.
Not allowed. Yeah, you didn't mention Steve on that one.
No, he was one of them. He was so teacher.
Kathy's mom had one of those too.
Maybe?
Or those giant irons.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Big white.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, with a big roller. Yeah.
Oh
wait, you could. If She got good at it. We got good at it. I could have done church.
You girls went to a lot of security. An exerciser, wasn't that called the...
Yeah, it was
an exerciser that was supposed to reduce...
Yeah.
To put these little electrodes on them and laid in their bed, and it was...
They were wonderful. They were wonderful.
Did they work?
Yes.
They thought they did?
Well, they did, but you had to use them, you know, and be faithful to them.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
And taking Aunt Rosa to the fair is probably still like that. You don't need the kitchen gadgets anymore, probably.
I wish that some of them are still like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrie loves that one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they work? And, well, it was very well. But I don't know. I've never tried to play sand.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's funny.
The things we've been through, huh?
Yeah.
And money is just the biggest always.
I know.
But my commercial building is really good.
I know. I love that. I'm in it. Did you go? Oh, yeah, you said you went to church. Did you go to that?
No.
I know this is the second year I've missed now. Rose and I always went to the fair. Always. First day.
She said it's wonderful, and it also will spread the garlic. All you have to do is cut the ends off the garlic and leave it just skin dry.
Uh-huh.
And you leave the skin inside and put the garlic out.
Was it electric or?
Thinking about your kitchen, this kitchens are full of appliances now. The only ones I can think of is you had an osterizer and a mixer. That's the only ones.
And
I
it probably
can
wasn't
think.
A hand mixer, it was probably the sitting kind.
It was on a little pedestal thing to
hold it. Yeah, that was a good easy thing. That was great.
Well,
I've got none of everything you see, but
I don't cook anymore.
Well, we figured we had our day. We didn't need to cook anymore.
I know.
You remember the toaster at Grandpa's cabin? You'd pop it down and then it would throw it away from the air.
Yeah.
I do. I just remember one that went like this and you had
to turn it. Oh, yeah. Well, those were the little side things that laid down.
Yeah.
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 I think
we were
big for it.
No, it was a devil, Joan. Uh-huh.
And I remember not wanting to go out to the
pot,
so I went to the dog.
There was that pot.
There was that little pot. That would do.
Okay.
And the pump. You mentioned that.
Yeah, the pump.
I love the pump. Oh, but we have cabinets.
In the bucket, you have the two buckets by the in the entrance, and one of them had a ladle on it, and you put that and you
drink it cold.
Yeah, cold water.
Really fine skin.
Uh-huh. Maybe a little bit of bark or something floating.
Yeah, that's all right.
And a dead ant, maybe.
How many more questions do you have there, Steve?
Well, we got halfway through your teenage years.
I'll say goodbye.
Oh, you don't need to go.
My cake, I don't want to take.
Oh, that's true.
Do you have to walk up here? Because I have to watch it like a clock.
You know, I don't know what it is up here.
Your oven.
I have no thermostat on my oven.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I just do the best I can, and everything comes out fairly.
Well, that's good.
You need to just sort of dial.
Yeah. And then before it's done, you have to turn the oven way down to where it just says barely gas on.
Uh-huh.
Because it just gets hotter and hotter.
That's exactly what I do. But I did buy one of those little things, one that I could watch.
Right.
500 it gets to at when I got it.
You must have had a thermostat either.
But I worked hard. It was too hard to work. Yeah. That meatloaf had a black crust on it the other day, but we loved it.
Oh, I love the crust on meatloaf. That's my favorite part, is the crust.
You should be very happy.
Well, I am. I learned to like my own cooking.
I made a roast once, and it just got hotter and hotter, and I'd forgotten about it.
people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you don't have to recognize that.
Well, I'll
see
you later.
Okay.
I'll see you.
She's up for the duration now, through Labor Day.
Okay. Going with you? Oh, you're kind of in charge of that the picnic, aren't you?
No, I don't
bring
want to be
something.
In charge of it.
Well, your name is on it.
Oh,
well,
just
that's
an example.
Jane Bird.
That's an example.
He
come
put
and save this delicious potato salad.
I said, I'm not making potato salad.
Oh, you're being rebellious.
Well, I am.
Why did he have to say that?
We want to say, oh, she just doesn't feel up to it.
See you later.
Bye.
No. Potato salad. I have a real good potato salad.
Do you? I need another good one.
This is
the honey. I've got two
it's
I
the
like.
Best one I like.
All right, I'm going to have
to email
it to
me. Okay.
Yeah, I'll remind you.
Yeah. It's really, really, really good. Okay, go back to the store.
Okay.
Now, is that on?
Huh?
Yeah, it's the rule.
Oh, you maybe should back up with the potato on the whole time.
Well, it's getting all of our conversation.
We got about that.
It's turning. So here we are.
You're not gonna
start
okay.
Yeah. You can you get that off later?
Oh, well, we'll just go ahead and work with it and talk around it.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever like someone who didn't like you?
Nah.
No.
Didn't like me. I said that didn't like them.
Okay, good enough. When did you begin to have a testimony of Jesus Christ? What memories do you have of church meetings or activities?
I remember one time singing a little bit longer than you say, I'm so proud.
Whole mouth, huh, Rose?
Yeah, you know, that started to be close to just leave the invitation.
Uh-huh.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Between the,
just in the congregation? Oh, how cute.
I remember that. It was
a
very happy.
Well,
I noticed they changed the words on a lot of the songs lately.
Yeah, they
usually
have to
do
this.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
You do want to see
this. I usually start saying it wrong. I know it so well.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them like that.
They are. They've improved them actually. They don't have the drone anymore and the...
Uh-huh.
Drone. It was pretty judgmental. Excuse for a drone. Kind of a judgment there by the songwriter.
Yeah. Well, it had a lot of drone sex on
it. Yes. Haven't you ladies always believed in the church? I don't think either one of you have ever.
No, we were born and raised in it. No.
We've
been born and raised in it.
Never questioned.
No.
And as though, I don't understand that.
No, you've always been a believer.
Yeah.
Well, maybe their father was a little pussy.
He was.
But that doesn't matter. You grow up and you make up your own mind.
Exactly. It
doesn't matter what you, you know. Mm-hmm. You're expected to be responsible.
I'm surprised because you're so faithful, Rose, as far as...
Yeah.
I've been preaching once and more.
Well, that's no way. I would go and show them how important it was.
Yeah, she has to get a ride.
Oh, I'm sure Betty Crawford come and get you.
Well,
oh.
Betty Crawford doesn't always go.
And she doesn't teach her to be
ready
either.
Absolutely not.
Your home teacher, though, probably.
My ward teacher told me that he would take me in this little room.
That
one,
you ought to take him up
in
there.
Yeah.
That's all Mom does.
Yeah, I just go second.
It's
too
hard to sit in.
I don't go to the classes anymore.
He could have Kenny take you.
He would drive her. He sure would.
Well, maybe come in too.
Oh, sneaky.
Say, Kenny.
You would be very nervous.
You know, I'll bet you. Well, I don't know what her religion is, but.
You?
Uh-huh. But I think
you're
bet she might respond. She's a sweet woman.
She's a child.
Who's this?
You are.
Oh.
Isn't that the son to introduce her to the
gospel?
In fact, I believe that the church down in the Wilmington Franklin is a ward of people for her.
Probably in her language.
Yeah. And you know, Laura's daughter was married down there.
Oh.
About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was very interesting because she married a Hawaiian boy. And she had
Mormon,
a little,
huh? Mormon?
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess. I don't know. But they have a little boy that's 2 years old.
Oh. Dad says the first one never takes more than 5 or 6 months. All of us take 9.
Anyway, she's real cute. Lola looks darling.
Yes.
And the kids, the group is cute. The kids are cute to be. The son that she did with them.
Oh, good.
And
the two cousins growing up together on the same property. Next.
How and when did you meet Uncle Walt or Milt? Of course, you've been through that, right?
Yeah, we've been through that. Okay.
Is there anything else you want to say about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so, I can say that I came home one night with Walt and Bill Royston. And
Bill Royce?
Royston. He was Walt's and my very best friend.
And Walt was out in the front yard, and Walt said, I'd like to meet your sister. And I thought, she wouldn't like to be here. She's just a little, well, she was 14.
Uh-huh.
And he was 18.
Yep.
I thought that was a little bit ridiculous.
Too big of an age
then. Yeah.
But he meant it.
He feels so good. Baby.
He told me, he said he fell in love with me and then he saw me. I made it. It was a sunback kiss.
Uh-huh.
So when you told Gordon, what's his name?
Wheeler.
Like the meat. No.
I see a guy I'd like to know.
Mm-hmm.
You told him that. Okay?
Huh?
You just said you've seen a guy that you'd like to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Is that where you see him?
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, he was going to get serious with you, wasn't he?
Already.
Oh.
And did you have the dress? No, you bought the dress.
You just saw Milt. The story you told me was you saw him at the dance, and you decided that's who you were going to go after.
Well,
I couldn't say that I was going to go after this guy. Let's meet.
She was
mm-hmm.
already an engaged woman.
I was engaged, yeah.
I love that.
Okay, back to it. When were you married? Where were you married? What do you remember about your wedding day?
I was married on February 25th, wasn't it? And I was in my Aunt Mabel's home, right a block from my mother and father's home. And,
The year 1937.
I wore a gray suit and a gray hat. I always dreamed of having a wedding dress, but depression time, so we couldn't afford that. We were lucky to be able to serve some little cakes that Mother and Aunt Mabel made, I think.
Who performed the service?
The Herman Steinkel.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question for you. Dad didn't have to go in the service because he was in the clergy.
Oh.
And he already had a child or so. Uncle Walt did have to go in the service, didn't he?
He did National Guard.
Just National Guard. At what?
The reserve or National Guard?
It was National
but
Guard.
He didn't get called up.
No, but he was there and would have if they got called up.
And he was a dad in 39, so maybe that had something to do with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually wasn't in the
no.
fighting at all?
He not in the fighting, but he was in the reserve.
Really
yeah, he wasn't in the... Yeah.
Okay.
Weekend warrior.
Oh. Okay, well... Mm-hmm. What memorable or humorous adventures did you have as a newlywed?
Couldn't name mine so many. You married Walt, you get that.
The thing about that ship's bell.
Yeah.
What was that?
Where was that?
What was? Oh, there was a ship.
It was a ship that had sunk at Tahoe, and he and Bill Royston decided that they're going to go and get it, and so they dove down.
And you know where it is now?
No.
Really?
Oh.
Hanging in a wonderful spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Barrett loves that
story.
Oh,
he loved that story. What do you want his dad?
Other dad, what's his kid? Oh. What was it like to become a parent, and how did you feel?
Oh, what do you think? Actually, I had my first pain with my first adult kid at Dad's.
Oh.
And at 12:30 at noon. And he was born at 2:46.
Oh.
7 was born at 2:46.
Oh.
So,
AM or PM?
It was daytime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, during your adult years, where have you lived, and why did you move there? I remember you used to live over at the State Fair.
Yeah, we had 55th that? Street over there by the State Fair ground, and our first little home was on 22nd Avenue, out there where Dad and Mother's home was.
We used to go over there where it blocked over.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The Lillian had a little hut behind
my house on 22nd Avenue. Walt built her a little, because Bill was in the service. And so Walt built her a little house with a little kitchen and a bed that folds out. That took up almost her whole front room. But when it was up in the daytime, she was able to have her furnishings and people in and what have you. But we kept... Oh, Lillian got very close to the missionaries, and they all just was crazy about her. And so she got in this house that looked in an upstairs room with her leg hanging out the window, and she kind of had sexy hose on. And the missionaries took her picture and sent it home to tell them that this was one of the landladies that was taking care of them. Lillian just loved that. But she had them, and they loved her, and they were over a lot, and we fed them a lot.
I remember you said missionaries over all the time.
You guys, because your father could invite them, and Rose maybe didn't have anything prepared. What? Did
he? He was a missionary when Dad was a missionary, so they were together.
Oh, that's fun.
What was his last name? What was it?
Oh.
Well, it's not a question that...
Yeah, it's not even that his last name. So I'm surprised.
Yeah. I went home teaching with Uncle Vern once.
Oh.
And, you know, you see that a lot, but, you know, the interesting thing was once he got to talking about the history of our family, I had no idea that Uncle Bill and Aunt Kelly were
brother and sister. You didn't?
No.
Oh.
If I hadn't gone with him, I still wouldn't have known, probably.
Oh.
Maybe I'd go over to see Bill or Philly.
Yeah.
We should try for that tonight or something after tomorrow.
Well, is he up? Billy up here? Oh, you're going down, and then you'll see him down there.
Yeah, riding around down in the valley is hot.
Oh, you bet it's hot.
Mom's car is getting really hot.
You bet it's hot.
But,
we had some fun yesterday. We went to BI.
Yeah, oh, did you?
It was
air conditioning.
Wow, they didn't have air conditioning when I was working there.
And,
did you see any of my friends?
I don't think so.
Jack is one that runs it, and he writes me all the time, and I write him back.
Well, he might, but he went around.
Ah.
We went there with Oriental or Chinese or Russian.
Oh, we had all nationalities.
Yeah. And then we went to another one on
there's a place called Sex. It's like a thrift store too.
Oh, it wasn't
Sex.
So good.
Wasn't Sex like, the 70s or something like that.
And then there was another one at Thrift Town.
Thrift Town, I would stay there forever.
Oh, what a period.
They had a drawing every 10 minutes before you could win a chance to spin the dial.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, there are some easy things to get on. You know, nice, comfortable things.
Air conditioner was pretty nice.
Well, that's
it's
nice.
Very nice.
We eventually had to leave, though, and go back home.
We stayed there for a good hour.
Well, that's
hour.
Good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's fun. In fact, I bought a blouse. A neoprene blouse.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's brand new. For dollars and
nine. Oh, yeah.
Kathy bought some stuff. In fact, the two of them needed some luggage. They bought luggage. Three-piece set for $5. It's very nice.
Well, I just, you know, well, Rose, you know, I worked there for 13 years.
I know, but not at Thrift Town.
No, not at Thrift Town.
But you should be at Thrift
Town. Uh-huh, I liked it. Because I was going to say they never sold anything for $5 that were, or for whatever you said.
$1.29.
$1.29, no.
Gee.
Oh, that's pretty good price.
I did.
Okay, well, as an adult or parent, what did you like to do for entertainment, and what were some of your favorite traditions?
Well, we got to move there because the kids came over to take care of the kids first. $1 for the whole evening.
Yeah.
So we got the show.
Before I came along?
Yeah. And we were just doing it.
And I used
to,
yeah.
I used to, the crying kids, is that the name, crying kids, the babysit, my kids.
Yeah.
In fact, they were there the night that she left a pan on the stove, and I come in the house, and there was black all over everything, up to the kids' nostrils, and that was when we were singing at the USO.
Ruthie used to tell us that it told me that something kept her from going crazy. Her mom would drive in the driveway and then she'd go gather up all the neighborhood kids and take them to the movies.
Really?
Ruthie, yeah, you would.
Ruthie said her mother used to tell her mother that girls did all the time.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh. All the time.
I hate that. Because you grow up then thinking you're bad and you're not, you know, that's too bad.
But she said also that her aunts and uncles used to take her aside and say they were telling her.
The
kids were telling their mother.
Yeah, the kids were telling their mother. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not very nice. Some people could really ruin a person's life.
You know, Rose had all her kids at home. One just got married, and I told her she was still with her.
Who did?
Loa.
Loa, okay.
And she took him to school every morning. So big enough that you know, every day, the school is out. She won.
Just the doting mama.
Yeah, and they have been
And are they still good to their kids? And
oh, yeah. Uh-huh. He's very, very sweet dad. In fact, he did, before he'd go to work, he's a guy now, but before he'd go to work, he'd get a mass shower every morning.
He would.
Well,
that's sweet.
But she could do it.
Of course.
What talents did you discover in yourself as you grew up?
Well, our singing, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And
we did.
We
learned that bit as you get older.
I wish you still had your record cutter. That was a neat machine.
Yeah, that was fun.
And got the records that we made.
Well,
yeah.
She's
got them, and she could take them for you.
I'd like to hear those.
Yeah.
I remember the Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Also the Christmas one about City Sidewalk.
City Sidewalk.
That's the one.
Drifting holiday care. There's the feeling of Christmas. Oh, thank you.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So your talent was singing.
Yeah. And then I found out I was artistic. I could paint, which I did that up there.
Oh. That's nice. Who's this over here?
Irene, I think.
Are you sure?
No.
I would get Melba.
Well, it could have been.
I think it was Melba.
But
tell me about the trip you took down the river.
Oh, Colorado and
yeah.
San Juan.
San
Juan. Oh, that was fun. That was really a fun trip. Our Uncle Frank wrote and asked us if we'd like to go on a river trip free. Because the Universal Studios was going to be there, and he needed entertainment for the evening around the campfire. And he felt a big responsibility of entertaining these people, these movie people. So we decided to pawn our kids off on somebody, and we went. And it was one of the highlights, I think, of our lives. They were very nice and down-to-earth. But we kind of giggled up our sleeves because when we met them at the river to get in the boat, they had their little blue hats and their little outfits, and they looked, you know, really
blue and white.
Uh-huh, and they looked kind of fancy. And so we get in the boat, and the minute we do, the waves from the San Juan just come into the boat. And here they were with water running off their hats. And do you remember that at all, Rose? And it was kind of fun. And no, they were little kind of bill caps.
Baseball.
No, no.
And
now, were they making a movie?
Yeah, they were looking for a place to have this movie. Piper Laurie was going to be the star, and they wanted me to be a stand-in for her. And I said, "How soon are you shooting?" And they said about 3 weeks. I said, "My husband's starting to shoot tomorrow, so I've got to go home." And that was about all there was to that. But mostly they wanted the back of me because my hair was long and red, about the same color as Piper Laurie's. And
you'd be like a stand-in
in the kitchen
scene or something.
In all the scenes where she might be afraid to go. They figured
like quicksand or
yeah, waves. And and waves because the Colorado and San Juan were kind of rough waters at times. Remember? And so Rose and I sang around the campfire and did what Uncle Frank wanted us to do, and we got fed 3 meals a day, and on this wonderful boat trip that cost. How much was it to take this down the river? Several hundred dollars, I think. But if we come and entertain, he'd take us for nothing. So we did.
Yeah, you went to Rainbow Bridge?
Yeah, we went to Rainbow Bridge.
And there was a register there, you signed?
We climbed up the top.
Remember we had the rope around our bed to make the
Uncle Frank. Uncle Frank, we asked him when we were going to bed on the rivers, you know, bank, if there are any snakes in here. And he says, wherever there's a baby, there's mom and a daddy.
We found a baby.
And we had found a baby snake. And so, of course, we didn't sleep too well knowing that. But, and then we saw hieroglyphics and caves. And we were climbing up to Rainbow Bridge when our cousin went up there so fast and was sitting there waiting when we got there.
Yeah, he wasn't going to go.
He wasn't going to go at all.
It was Devin?
No, it was Blaine. No, it wasn't Blaine. It was, was it Daryl? Yeah, who was it?
There was, back in when they had the Mickey Mouse Club, they had a thing where they went down the river with Uncle Frank's group and Mom watched it.
And, it was so fun.
That I'd
just been to know something that said. It wasn't probably Universal Studios unless it was after we got back from our trip.
It was about 57, maybe around 57.
Huh?
The Mickey Mouse Club had one where they did really good.
It was kind of a spin Marty type thing, but it was, you know, more of a documentary of the old business and just to do it.
Well, and they were looking for places before they got their camera people in, they were the places that they wanted to shoot.
Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Okay, can you mean boys?
No.
Okay, well, to continue our story.
All right, go ahead.
Have you had any personal or family tragedies in your life that you would like, that in your life, period? If you would like, tell me about that.
Well,
losing
mother, I think, was one of the big...
Losing her husband.
Uh-huh, and her husband was the...